Hey, friend! Welcome to Perspectives into Practice, a place where life's stories meet practical wisdom. Together, we'll explore how faith-filled perspectives can transform the way we live, love, and grow. So grab a seat, settle in, and join us on this journey to turn inspiration into action. Let's dive in. Hey friend, welcome back to Perspectives into Practice. Have you ever reached the end of the day completely exhausted, not just physically, but emotionally? Sometimes we carry so much that we don't even realize how heavy it's become. We carry expectations and unanswered prayers, responsibilities, and the pressure to hold it all together. But what if some of that weight was never ours to carry in the first place? Jesus gives us such a simple invitation in Matthew 11:28. When he says, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." He doesn't ask us to carry more. He invites us to come closer. Today, my new friend Jenna is joining us to share what God has been teaching her about surrender, trusting him with the outcome, and finding peace of taking the next faithful step. Jenna, welcome. I'm so glad that you're here.
I'm glad to be here too, and I'm glad to talk more about what God is doing right now.
Yes, it's going to be so good. But before we dive in, y'all know I love a good fun fact. And Jenna, you love drawing and making homemade cards for your friends and family, which I just love that creativity. Side note, my youngest daughter just started doing like her own version of greeting cards. And she enjoys it so much. So my question for you, because I know that this deals with her as well, but do you have a favorite card that you've made, and was it hard to give away?
One of my favorite cards was for my dad, who he is kind of known for grilling steaks. And so nice. It was his birthday, I think. And so I made this like steak on a grill, and I said, "There's no mistaking it." Something, you know, very funny. I love to do the pun thing. And it wasn't hard to give away because I love giving gifts. Like, I think it's one of my love languages is giving gifts, but I love to see the reaction when they look at it and they're like, "Oh, this is so fun." And then I get to be like, "Yeah, I drew that, or I made that just for you." And to see them be like, "What?" Cause you know, it's personal. It's very personal. Yeah. It's like, what do you love? What are you known for? And I love to take that and make it something personal for people. And so that was kind of a fun one that I really liked because I knew that was something that he would love. And so I think it's still hanging on their fridge at my parents' house. So that's something that I love to do. Yeah, I love doing that.
There's something so intentional about the handwriting process of cards that we have so gotten away from is handwritten thank yous or just small acts of kindness that help that. And I love that because it's such a beautiful encouragement. And I mean, people love it. It's something that we just don't do enough. We need to do more. So I love that you continue that on, even with your punny, which I love a good pun. Oof.
Yes. I me love too. A good pun. I'm a dad joke girl for
100%. Yes. I love that so much. And you know, today we're talking about another kind of encouragement, and it's the kind that comes when we are trying to carry everything ourselves, but yet learn to trust God with what only he can hold. And Jenna, you shared something that really resonated with me, and I'm definitely in this season right now. You said that sometimes we're not exhausted because we're doing something wrong, but because we're carrying something that we were never meant to hold. And I think that is so, so important to talk about. So when did God first begin to show you that?
I think he's been showing me that for a while, but I think as moms, we carry a lot all the time. Yes. We're used to juggling all of these things. And so I love that verse in Matthew, and I know you already read it, but if you read it again, it says, "Come to me, all ye who are weary and burdened," right? So we have like all this stuff on our shoulders all the time. And I think as moms, we always relate to that because we're always like, I had just talked to the other day about having like 57 tabs open in our brain at all times. It's like, okay, I need to do this and this and this and this. And what we call mom math, where it's like, we have to leave at this time. So we have to do this, 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 and this. And so I love that. What are we doing next? So I love that verse because if you read the verse, in its entirety, it says all you he are weary and burdened, but it's there's a qualifier. So it says, come to me and I will give you rest. So that's pointing you back to the first part of the verse. So how do we get that rest is when we come to him. And so I love that when we bring those things to him, when we aren't just trying to hold it all ourselves all the time, but we're like, okay, God, what can I give to you? And yesterday we have a corporate prayer in our church. And yesterday I was there praying. And it's usually just a lot of women who come together and they're praying over their own individual things. True. And so I've been really working on building things with this and that and the other thing. And I've been trying to do it all on my own. And I've been trying to figure out how I can do more, how I can do better, how I can do this and that. And I just really realized yesterday during prayer, and I know it was the Holy Spirit, that I've just been striving instead of giving it to him. And so yesterday in prayer, I was like, okay, God, finally, right? He's probably like, not time.
They're waiting for you.
I was like, okay, God, I don't know what else to do in the natural world of what I've been trying to do. And so I'm just going to have to give this to you and just believe that this is something that is in my heart that I feel like you've laid on my heart to do. And so I'm giving the parts that I don't know what to do with, and I'm just giving it to you because I don't know how else to hold this. And I think that's so freeing when we can say, okay, I need rest in this certain area, and this has been something that's been weighing on my shoulders, and I don't know how else to carry it but to give it to you.
Yeah. And I think it's so precious how the Lord will gently reveal these things to us and wait for us so patiently. I know that you are not alone in waiting probably way too long to finally go, okay, Lord, I can't do this on my own. But I think it's just a human nature that we try. We really do believe that we can. And then it gets just so overwhelming and it pushes us over and then we give it to them. And so I would love to know how you are working on asking earlier to give this to him and how our friend listening can know what does that look like in surrendering earlier than the tipping teapot
in real time, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I think one of the things that's going on in my own life is I have two boys. They are 7 and 9 and they are so much fun. They are so full of energy and they are homeschooled. So I homeschool my boys, which I love. And I love the flexibility of it, being able to just go and do all the things. But I also am still living through this medical drama. This rare diagnosis that I received, and I'm on oral chemo right now. I just took it this morning and I have infusions every other week with this immunotherapy that's supposed to help with some of the medical issues that I've been having. So I had that last Thursday and I'll have it again, not this Thursday, but the week after. And so trying to hold all of these things while trying to hold myself up too. And I think the things that I have learned to start doing is recognize where I'm at. And I think when we can just be honest with ourselves and honest with the Lord about the situation that we're in and where we need help, it is freeing. It's empowering to be like, I need help with this, and to say, I need help, and be okay with needing help and taking the help that's offered. And that is so hard sometimes for us moms and eldest daughters, which I am.
Yes, same.
Say that we need help and to accept it without feeling like we are a failure because we need it.
Yes.
And getting to that place where we realize that Jesus never said, try harder. He never said, organize better, become strong enough to carry it all. No, he said that with him, there is rest, and with him, right? The yoke is easy. The burden is light. Why is that? I was just talking about to someone about this, that why is that? And she reminded me that it's because when you are tied to that stronger ox, that burden is lighter. So tying yourself to him and what he can do in his strength and stop trying to do it all in our strength is freeing.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And I was actually just talking to my mom about the yoke and how she was just learning about how, you know, how they yoke up the oxen and how they choose which one. And they don't put two super strong ones because they're going to butt heads and want to go opposite directions. And you don't put two super weak ones because then they're like, oh, which way do we go get? Yes. You have to yoke them up properly. And that you're exactly right. That is why the Lord tells us, when you yoke up with me, it is easy because I am guiding you. And it kind of reminds me of dancing. When you are dancing with a partner, as women, the man takes the lead. And so he is the one that's, and you can, I just saw a video and there was a woman who had her eyes closed and she had two fingers, two pointer fingers on her husband's shoulders and they were dancing. And she followed effortlessly with him because she trusted his lead. And that is such a beautiful picture of what we should be doing with the Lord. But what we want to do is open our eyes and move over and hold on and take the reins. But he's saying, if you would just let go, you stubborn firstborn girl.
Yeah.
Which I'm just talking to myself here, right?
Oh, you're talking to me too, because I am a firstborn daughter and granddaughter. So I got it double on here.
Same.
So
yes. It's, we just put too much on us.
We need to hold all the things so that it all stays together in this little box of how it should be in my mind.
Yes. But it doesn't.
But
you know, I'm 40 years old and I've been doing this my entire life. And when am I going to learn? Right. When am I going to learn that I literally can't? And you know, I am getting better at it. I will admit I am getting better, and I am getting better at asking earlier for the Lord to take it. I'm getting better at doing, but it's all a practice, you know, it's all continuing to talk to the Lord and have that relationship with him and read his word and all the things that we're supposed to be doing. Because as we're reading that and we come up to, you know, a Matthew portion that says, hey, by the way, I'm here to give you rest if you come to me. Yes. Oh yeah. But if we're not in the word, then we're not seeing those directions that he's giving us and the character that he is, all of his character of gentleness and goodness and peace and rest. And that is just a, you know, we talk about that all the time here is read your Bible, pray to God.
Yes.
And then, you know, be obedient, right? Which is the third thing. And then if you want to add one more is fasting, putting fasting in there when he's called you to it. But really those two is read your word and talk to the Lord. And when you do those things, you know what he wants for you and what is that next step. And so in your season of building and praying and waiting for doors to open and, you know, managing this, I guess at this point, is it a chronic illness?
Yes, it would be.
Your health, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what has God been teaching you about the difference between faithfully taking the next step and then trying to control the outcome?
Well, I think when you look at a staircase, mm-hmm. talking about taking a step, when you look at a staircase, you would never in the natural just expect to go from the bottom to the top in one jump.
Right.
But that is so many times.
Unless you're a teenager.
Well, yes. Yes. Still, that's what happens, right? They hit the middle.
Exactly.
Right. And so how many times though, do we do that to ourselves in the spiritual where we're like, okay, God, I'm starting this. Let's go. And we get all gung-ho about what we're going to do. And we're going to start doing all these things. And we try to get from the bottom to the top when God's like, can you just take the next faithful step? Can you just take the next one? And then I'll show you how we're going to take the next one after that together. But if you just take one step at a time, and I think that's what as moms, as wives, as women leaders, as women who are trying to do it all, we want to just get from the bottom to the top, and we want to have it all figured out, and we want to have it all solved, and we want to have all of the little, you know, to-do list checked off so that we can feel accomplished, because we tie our productivity, we tie our value to what we have gotten done and what we're able to accomplish. And when we stop tying it to that and we start tying it to our identity in Christ, which is that we are loved, that we are more than conquerors, that we're meant to live an abundant life. When we tie ourselves to him, which is again, going back to that yoke, when we are tying ourselves to him And we stop tying it to what we're able to do and what we're able to accomplish and how much of our checklist we got done today, then we start to see ourselves through his eyes. And we stop seeing ourselves through what we got done, what we accomplished, what that we felt like we needed to do to feel like we are cared for, like we're loved, like we're worthy. And the whole point is that we're not worthy. The only reason why we have victory is because of what he has already done for us. So I have just been talking about, we don't need to live towards victory, but live from the victory that he already did. We're not going to get that ourselves. We're not going to get that by our own means, but we can live from what he already did.
Exactly. Exactly. And I, you know, I think sometimes it, the hardest thing isn't just taking that next step, but it's also trusting God with everything after that, which is what you're saying is that, okay, well, I'll trust him with it, but then I'm going to take over and do everything. And then I feel good about it. And then I'll take the next step. Right. And I think it's one of, it's so beautiful that Jesus gives us that invitation to come closer to him and not try harder and not strive, because peace doesn't always come from the changed circumstances. It comes from going back to him and taking our focus off of ourselves and onto him. And that is, I think that is something that if we continue to remember, is once we start saying, I did this, is to remember, nope, turn it away. Because it's not about you, even though we would like to think it is. It's not about you, but it's about what he is doing. And when we give him that opportunity, it's so beautiful, because you're exactly right. He has already won. There's no striving in that. If you're going to go play a game, if you're going to go do a war and you know that you've already won, you don't have to strive or do more than you need to. You just have to trust in the victory. And something that you mentioned early was about you like to spiral and overthink things, which same. And God has been teaching you to return to him first. And I kind of touched this, but what has changed your heart in practicing to return to him first?
One of the biggest things that has changed is when we start to train ourselves and train our mind where to go, and training our mind to go to him instead of going down those spirals. And I think we, a lot of times, or at least I do, get in these thoughts of the what ifs, right? Yes. The what if this happens? What if that happens? And so what we're doing is we're focusing on a outcome to a problem that hasn't even happened yet. And we haven't even thought about giving it to God, because we're already 20 steps down the road trying to figure out how we're going to solve this problem that isn't even here.
Yes.
And so it's like, okay, well, and God's kind of like, I'm still here. I'm still over here. I'm like back on the first step when you're trying to jump across to the 10th one, and we haven't even gotten to where we're at yet. And so I think that what is helpful is when you can start training those responses. And how do you train responses, and how do you train habits, is you just start. And so how do you do that though? Because I always, I like to say that the faith over fear and choose joy are bumper sticker faith. So it sounds great on the bumper sticker of a car, but how do you actually do that? And what a big difference there is between knowledge faith and practice faith.
Girl, you are talking to the choir here. That is the whole, we are all about practicality, because you're exactly right. Far too often we're told, do this thing, go be disciples, go have more faith, go choose this. And they're like, okay, but actually in the real world, what does that even mean? What does that do? So learn us.
Yes. So I always say, go back to the word, because the word is life. The word is living. The word is alive. And the word is not just for those people that were in the Bible time.
Yeah.
Because I think we read the Bible and we're like, that's awesome. That's so great for them. But how do I get that now? And it's like, the Bible is alive. It is alive right now. It is for you right now. All those things are for you. God made them for them and for you. Yes. And how great is our God because he's done that for us. So what does the word say about increasing our faith, peace, joy, all of those things? It says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Yeah. And whose voice? I always ask this question because it really makes people think, whose voice do you hear the most? Your own.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
You hear yourself more than anybody else. And so what is coming out of your mouth? What's coming out of your own mouth that you are hearing? If you're going to increase your faith, then you need to hear the word. And so what does God's word say about whatever it is that you're going through right now, right this second?
Yeah.
And everybody has their hard. Everyone has a different hard. Everyone has a different circumstance. Everyone has a different thing that they're walking through right now. And so some of the things that I'm walking through right now would be medical issues. So I'm walking through these medical things with my eyes, with the oral chemo, with the infusions, with all of these things. Yeah. And so what does God's word say about that, about me? Well, some of the things God says is, number one, I can do all things through him. So I can do it. Even if I feel like I can't do it, even if there's days when I'm like, I don't even want to get out of bed because I don't feel well, I'm like, I can do it through him.
Yeah.
And the word says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. I love that verse. I stand on that verse all the time. And why is that? Because it's the joy of the Lord that's the strength. Yes. It's not what I can do, but it's his joy is that spiritual infusion of strength. And I know that love, joy, and peace, those are the top three, the first three mentioned fruit of the Spirit. So that means that belongs to me already. It is already in here. And all I have to do is start pulling on it and drawing on it because it's available to me now.
Yeah.
And so those are some things that I start to encourage people. When you want to start training yourself, you want to start training your brain, you want to start training your responses, then start hearing yourself say what God's word says about you. Start hearing yourself say what your identity is in him. And I learned in nursing school, which was however long ago, but it's still true today.
Yeah.
When you want to learn something and you want it to be deep inside of you so that you can recall it without even thinking about it, one way that you can do that is by looking at it, reading it out loud, writing it down. So when you do it that way, you are getting it in every single sense. So you're seeing it, you're hearing it, you're speaking it, you're feeling yourself write it. So you're getting tactile and you're getting every sense is getting the word inside of you. And so that's really one thing that I really encourage people is when you're having that time in the word, whether it is you're running from here and there and everywhere with your kids, because aren't we all?
Yeah. Yes.
When you have time to do the word, just say it over yourself. Hear yourself say it. And I talk about how do I add one more thing into my life, right?
Right. Yes.
Whenever you start talking about training your brain or building new habits, that's like the first thing is, okay, how am I going to add one more thing into my life? Because my calendar is already so full and a lot of us are starting to go back to school. A lot of us are starting to get out of that summer relax and chill and getting back into all the schedules and all the busyness. And I'm right there with you. And so how do we add these things in? How do we start training when we are so busy already? And I love to just tell my faith friends, I call them my faith friends, is just add it to something you're already doing. So what are you already doing that you can add this into? So if you are a woman of faith, if you are a woman who is already in prayer, probably in the morning and at night, and maybe you pray over your food, so that's at least five times a day. If you can just add one verse that you are standing on, that you are believing on, that that tells you what your identity is in him, that you want to see in your own life, that's five times a day. You're already saying it.
Yeah.
Maybe you're a mom like me who's in all the time, taking your kid to every witch practice and program and activity. And so maybe every time you buckle your seatbelt, you're going to say, every time I buckle my seatbelt, I'm going to say this over myself. Mm. Or maybe you're a mama who is working. Maybe you're working from home. Maybe you are working and I'm juggling all the things of motherhood and juggling all the things of being a wife and a mom and all those things. And So I would say, put it on your phone, make it a screensaver of your phone. So every time you look at your phone, you're reminded of what God's word says about you. And those are just some things that you can add to your everyday life.
I love that. We also homeschool. We're going into our, I think, 10th year now. And one of the things that we learned in our curriculum was easy plus one. So just like what you were saying, if you're already doing these things, that's the easy thing. And then you add just one more. You don't have to add everything in it. But I love that practicality of every time you do this, start this one thing. And that's the easy part of the Lord's yoke, is that when we yoke up with Him, it's easy plus one. It's whatever we're already doing. And if you're starting at ground zero and you don't have a prayer life, think about what's one time that you can incorporate prayer. And we talk about this a lot on here, and that prayer is not some formal, has to be a certain way, have to sit, have to close your eyes. Prayer is a conversation with the Lord that we get to have, just like we're talking here, just like you talk to a friend. It's that open conversation that we have ongoing all day long. And so if you're starting from ground one, maybe that's what it is you talking to the Lord about all the things, even when it seems absolutely ridiculous. And it reminds me of my children when children have the most amazing prayers, and they think about all of the things because, you know, in the Bible, it talks about a childlike faith, right? And how we should have that. And what even is that? And I think sometimes we think a childlike faith is not knowing a whole bunch of things, but I like to think of those prayers that they ask that are so innocent. And I remember they would pray for a parking spot. They would pray for the light to turn green. They would pray for their friend to come over and play with them. And it's those types of prayers, those childlike faith prayers, that if I ask, the Lord can answer these, that we need to remember to go back to and ask Him. And that opens up the conversation. So don't feel nervous about talking to Him.
Yes.
But have that conversation with Him. Talk to Him about all the things. Ask Him about all of the things. But also leave room for Him to answer, because I think a lot of times we don't do that. And we just, I'm literally going through this season right now where there is 1 million things that are on my, that are on the horizon. And I know that I'm supposed to be doing a lot of things. This actually might be a complete sidebar, but I was just talking to my friend this morning about, it is easier to change the course of a boat that's already moving than it is to start it from not moving. And so I feel like I have an entire fleet of boats that are just slowly moving because I'm touching each one of them, but I keep going back to how can I move the boat? What can I do next? And asking the Lord all of these questions, but really not doing a great job at sitting back and waiting for the response, because I would like to ask so that I know that I'm being obedient asking, but true transparency, I'm asking because I know that that's being obedient, but I'm not being fully obedient because then I'm also doing it myself. So maybe, I don't know, maybe someone listening needs to hear that regardless of where you are in your walk, there are challenges, and that is when we get to lean on the Lord more and to trust in the victory of the things, and know that when we do come to Him, our burdens are easy and we don't have to be so stressed. But here we are getting to talk about this. And I'm so thankful that you were here, Jenna, and that you are sharing your story. And I know that our friend listening is going to relate to this because, like we talked about earlier, vulnerability breeds vulnerability. And I believe that when we're talking about these things and we're giving practical steps, which I'm so thankful that you're giving us some practical steps in what this looks like, and not just, well, this sounds great on paper, or this sounds good in a podcast, but really, what does that look like in everyday? I'm just so thankful for you. And I love that you are reminding us that Jesus never asked us to carry these things on our own. And we just need that constant reminder. But His invitation is always to come to Him, to trust Him with all the things, and to let Him carry everything that we weren't meant to hold. And so as we wrap up here, I do want to ask you the one last question that I ask every guest on the podcast. And that is, what is one perspective that you would encourage listeners to apply today?
I would just encourage all my faith friends to remember just what you said, that you're not meant to carry everything. Jesus is not standing over you, over your shoulder, looking down, asking why you're not handling more. He's not trying to add other things to your plate when you feel like you're already drowning. Yeah. He is just inviting you to come to him and bring those things to him so that you can receive the rest that he has for you. And so before you try to push harder today or push yourself more, let's just pause and ask, Jesus, what have you actually been asking me to carry? Mm-hmm. And what do I need to trust you enough with to release to you? And slowing down isn't falling behind, but slowing down is how we can come back and fall back onto that step that Jesus is on, so that we can take the next one with him instead of trying to go further and leaving him back on the step that he's wanting to hold us on and walk with us to the next one.
That's beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you so much, Jenna. It has been such a blessing to have you on here. And I feel like we have a lot of more conversations that could happen. And you know, y'all know I love a good frequent flyer on here and have y'all come back. So you just think about that, okay?
100%. I'm here for it.
Love that. Friend, I hope that today's conversation reminded you that you don't have to carry every burden by yourself, that Jesus is inviting you to come to him, to trust him in whatever feels heavy, and simply take the next faithful step and wait there with him. If this episode encouraged you, would you share it with a friend who might need this reminder today? And if God has been writing a story in your life that could encourage someone else, I'd love to have you as a guest here on Perspectives Into Practice. Reach out to me at perspectivesintopractice.com. And if you are looking for a place to grow in your faith alongside other Christian women, I'd love to invite you to join the Story Haven. It's a free online community where women encourage one another, grow in God's word, and walk through life together. You can learn more at thestoryhaven.net. And remember, even small shifts in perspective can lead to big changes. Now go put those perspectives into practice. Talk to you next time.